What impressed you the most about your team, not only being down two goals, but also then down two forwards going in the first intermission to once again this week? It's not the first time they've come out of that first intermission and really showed something to come together. What impressed you about the second and third periods with your group?
Well, it shows that we have a lot of players that can play in different spots. You know, we had Martel go at center, and we're a team that never gives up. You know, I love our effort. I love our passion. It's fun to be behind the bench of a group that lays it all out on the line every night. And tonight was the case. Down to nothing with a short bench. Everybody worked and respected the you know, the what we had our plan. And so I'm really proud of that.
Is it too early yet for any update on Belzeal or D at this point?
Yeah, it's a little too early, but it's not looking good for tomorrow. I don't know past that, but it's not looking good for tomorrow. That's for sure.
Kevin Folland with a couple of pretty significant performances for you this week. How big has he been for your group at a time where you're missing your two regular goaltenders?
Yeah, he's been outstanding. It's never easy to you know, you're missing your two goalies, but he's got experience. The guys have confidence in front of him, and he's made a lot of key saves for us. And the boys are playing hard in front of him. So it's always nice to have a goalie that shows up every night.
What's the key for your guys after a tough game tonight and a long road trip tonight to be able to have something to be a little fresh for tomorrow's tilt against Belleville?
Yeah, well, we're going to let them sleep in tomorrow, and because they deserve it. So they're going to sleep in, and then we'll have a little game plan. For us, it doesn't change much. We just have to keep it simple, try to play fast, and capitalize on our chances. I mean, we're a little depleted, so we're just going to try to keep it simple and play just an ugly road game the way we should play tomorrow.
And lastly for me, just is there any update on Lucas Vedamo?
Sorry?
Lastly, just is there any update on Lucas Vedamo?
No update on Lucas, but I don't think he'll be able to play tomorrow.
All right, great. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah. Finally, Jared.
Hi, Jeff. You know, coming back from 2-0, but obviously, is there something that you'd want to see to get off to better starts? I mean, you got off to a pretty good start this game, but then penalties kind of shifted the momentum in the first period, especially.
Absolutely not. I think we played them really, really good in the first period. You know, it was two PP goals. On 5-on-5, they had zero chances. Zero. So we played good, maybe take less penalties, but you know, it's in our DNA. We're a team that works hard. Sometimes it goes our way, sometimes it doesn't. And actually, we blocked a lot of shots on those PKs in the first period. And that's why we believe we could come back. We did it the night before, and we did it again tonight. So, no, I wouldn't change anything that we did.
And, you know, you mentioned Belzeal and day out of the game. But on the last shift that Belzeal played on that 5-on-3, he was obviously hurt, but still fighting to get back into the play. What does that say about him and what did it mean to your bench?
Yeah, he's a warrior. I mean, we have a lot of guys on our team right now that some are playing hurt. I mean, we have a lot of guys that are sacrificing their body for the better of the team. And that's great. It says a lot about the character in this locker room.